Thank you and good morning. There were ceremonies held across the North Coast to honor Veterans Day on Wednesday, and one of those ceremonies took place in Klamath as the Yurok tribe welcomed tribal member and author Chag Lowry. Lowry has authored a book called The Original Patriots, and it highlights the participation of Native Americans during World War II. Dozens of Yurok tribal members participated in the war, including women, and the book is also a reminder that Native Americans have served this nation in the military since it was founded. Per capita, Native Americans have had more members serve the military than any other ethnic group in the country. Indians served as scouts during the Revolutionary War period through the Civil War, and following the end of the Civil War, the Indian Scouts were established as a regular Army unit. More than 12,000 Native Americans served in World War I, and more than 44,000 signed up in World War II, the vast majority as volunteers. At the time, the Indian population in the country was less than 350,000. That service extended into the Vietnam era and as well into the modern era, reminding us of the military service Native Americans have given to their country. Delnor County law enforcement is searching for a fugitive. Jordan Christmas has more.
Delnor County law enforcement are searching for 20-year-old Layla Strenad, who forced entry into a Smith River residence Tuesday morning. At just before 8 o'clock, Strenad and three unidentified men went to the residence north of Highway 101, and she forced entry into the garage area, pointing her firearm at two people inside while making death threats. Strenad then fled back into her vehicle, and as they drove off, several shots were fired at the house and the two occupants. However, no injuries were reported. Strenad may be in the Smith River area or could be in Harbor, Oregon, and along with the three men, Strenad is considered armed and dangerous.
A no bail warrant has been issued for 25-year-old Eddie Cook Jr., who fled the courthouse during a double murder trial of Jason Anthony Warren on Tuesday. Cook is considered a key witness in the murder trial and is a friend of Warren, who was accused of killing Dorothy Ulrich and Hoopa and Suzanne Seaman on Old Arcata Road in September of 2012. Cook testified briefly before fleeing the courthouse during a short recess. He has not been located. Law enforcement are actively searching for Cook. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office and the CHP continue the search for Lolita resident Jesse Hiller, who led deputies and officers on a high-speed chase southbound on Highway 101 last week following an attempted traffic stop in McKinleyville. Hiller was able to elude officers after the pursuit was called off due to safety reasons. He is wanted in connection with the trafficking of methamphetamine in the county. The American Cancer Society will host an open house and ribbon-cutting ceremony next week to celebrate the opening of the new facility on Harris Street in Eureka. Volunteers with the Cancer Society help hundreds of thousands of cancer patients each year, including more than 680 patients in Humboldt County. Volunteers are the key to the life-saving mission of the American Cancer Society, said Catherine McHugh, director of the Volunteer Leadership Council in Humboldt. The ceremony will be held on Tuesday evening. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Congressman Jared Huffman will visit the North Coast this weekend, and he has scheduled a series of public meetings, including a meeting with young Democrats at Humboldt State and a campaign stop in Eureka. Huffman starts his tour in Mendocino County to meet with forestry officials and other timberland stakeholders today before heading to the North Coast for the weekend. Huffman said that the focus on natural resource-based economies is the key to the region, and that the rejuvenation of businesses based on natural resources and the maintenance of those businesses, like crab fishing, is a key.
It includes aquaculture. Forest management is a huge deal, and our fisheries and the threat that we see with potential loss of the Dungeness crab season. So you have to be interested in these things, and I am, and you have to be willing to kind of roll up your sleeves and listen to the stakeholders and try to work on solutions.
Huffman pointed out the work that local officials have done to develop new natural resource-based businesses and noted the work done at the Samoa pulp mill site and along the bay as examples.
The marine-based economy in Humboldt Bay, and that means everything from making sure that we're able to navigate and we have the dredging we need to making sure we don't have an environmental disaster at Samoa through the toxic pulping liquors that were left behind by a derelict owner, and which we've been working very hard to clean up so that we can repurpose that facility to something really exciting.
Huffman will meet with school children, tribal leaders, and hold a campaign fundraising event while on the North Coast. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.